It's week 8 of Repeated or Deleted. Tonight, you got Swift and Sassy Band. And on the phone with me right now, I have a couple of band members from Rainchild. Hello, band members from Rainchild.
Hello.
I've got Matt, he's the drummer, and Dustin, the singer. We're actually on a three-way call, and I was telling Matt, the last time I was on a three-way call is, it was probably middle school, high school, and it was like on a three-way call with a boy, and you were asking him for your friend.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Probably about seventh grade, just on phone, three-way calls. They were like the greatest. We felt really cool.
So you guys are from Houston, Texas, correct?
Yeah. Yes,
woo. And I can hear it. So you're from Houston, Texas, and I know there's a lot of people listening right now that are like, Texas? What the hell? Because, you know, we're here in Twin Falls, and, you know, it's open to local and regional music. And when I say regional, it's really this gray area. And when you guys sent your music in, I was like, Texas, all right, that's cool. Here's why I think this is a good idea to have you guys on the show. One, you're going to get exposure here in Twin Falls, and maybe people will book them. Hint, hint, Rainchild and Twin Falls. And two, the other band's listening, or the other band that's going against you tonight, Swift and Sassy Band, they get exposure in Texas. So I'm thinking it's a win-win. And, you know, there's a lot of young bands listening and young bands a part of Repeated or Deleted. How did your team, which is your band, get to that level of networking, I guess? How do you guys do that?
Well, if I could give advice to any new upcoming bands that, you know, are just starting out, just play as much as you can and complain as little as you can.
So let's talk about the band Rainchild for a second. How many members are actually in the band?
There's a four-piece. We have there's one vocal, one guitar, one bass, one drummer.
Okay, and
I do play guitar sometimes, actually. So kind of mainly, it's just the four of us, just like that.
Nice. And about the ages of the people in the band?
Around 30 years old.
So how long has the band Rainchild actually played together?
We've been together, me and the guitar player Jason, who's not with us right now. We've been playing for almost since we were about 15 years old. But as a band as it is now, probably about 5 or 6 years.
So if people want to stalk you guys in a loving sort of way, where can they find out more about Rainchild?
You can go to rainchildband.com, rainchildband.com, or you can hit Google and just Google Rainchild. We're like the first thing that comes up. And if you email us and ask me nicely, I may even send you some free music.
Ooh, free stuff. You heard the man. We'll link all that up online, nutty83thesnake.com. Okay, so the name Rainchild. Can you tell me, what does it mean? Is there a cool story about how you guys picked it? Or
we had an old singer, and the guy was really kind of eccentric and out of his mind, and he was the first singer of the band. How he described it, he named the band, and how he described it was, if we were all one being, then that being would be called Rainchild. He was kind of out there, and we had to let him go for personal reasons, but we always liked the name, and the name kind of stuck, and honest to God, most of our big shows we have, it always seems to rain, too, so it kind of ended up working out like that, too.
Cool. Okay, what about the song Watershed? What's the song about? Why Watershed?
Watershed is kind of a song about like personal struggle. Most of the time when people ask me what my songs mean, I'm real cautious to tell people exactly what they mean, because growing up for me, the best part about music was how it could make you feel a particular way when you were sad or when you were happy, and you didn't even have to know what the song was about. It's what it meant to you at the given time you were listening to it. And a lot of times songs got ruined for me whenever I did find out what they were actually meant, and every time I listened to it, then I actually knew, and it wasn't the same as when I originally heard it. Loosely, the song is about personal struggle. You know, having everybody tell you one thing and then thinking something yourself, but knowing it's wrong. I think all of us have kind of a bit of that problem, and pretty much that. But at the same time, I kind of want people to take what they think out of it, you know?
All right, so enough of the serious questions. Let's do a lightning round of questions. They are stupid and easy. And now for the lightning round. Okay, what is your favorite color?
I'll go ahead, blue. Go ahead, Matt.
Okay.
A green.
Are you a dog or a cat man? Men.
Cat.
Dogs all the way.
All right. Blonde, brunette, or ginger?
Matt.
Oh, I'm a brunette.
All right. Brunette. Two brunettes?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Woo! I used to be a blonde, but I grew into gray / brunette, so I'm excited. Okay.
You should put that as an option.
Gray?
An option.
Maybe I'll add that. I'll add gray.
Yeah, you should.
All natural. All right, so this is kind of music-related. If Rainchild were to headline a show, you guys are the big act, it's your fantasy. One, where would you play? Two, who would open up for you?
Oh, man. Matt, you want to take this one?
Well, I know where I would want to play. Central Park. Ever since I saw when Dave Matthews Band did it about 10 years ago. Beautiful venue, beautiful everything there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have Cedar open for me. I'm a huge Cedar fan.
Yeah.
But I would feel bad about them opening for me. Like,
I'd probably go with
I mean, does it have to be alive or dead? I mean, could it be?
It could be whatever. It's your fantasy, so.
Oh, Led Zeppelin would be awesome. I would love that. That'd be my favorite right there. This is Dustin from Rainchild, and you're about to hear Watershed on 98.3 The Snake.
Hey, this is Matt from Rainchild. You just heard Watershed. Make sure you go vote for us or repeat it or delete it.